What is the abode of God? Where does God reside? We live in the corporeal world made of physical matter. It comprises the sun, the earth, the moon, countless stars, and all other physical objects and bodies which have been discovered so far and those yet to be discovered. Beyond the physical world is the world of silence called Param Dham. It is the limitless, infinite expanse of glowing red light that pervades the rest of the cosmos. This world is beyond time and space, meaning physical measurements of time, distance, mass, or weight do not apply to this world. It is a world of absolute peace and silence. It is in this world that God resides. This is the abode of God. God is an indivisible point of divine light. He resides in Param Dham. He is not everywhere. This is evident by the simple fact that people invariably look above when they call out to God, reflecting the truth that God does not reside anywhere around or in them, but resides in an abode which is located far beyond this world. If God were to be present in every particle, everything on earth would have been living. Moreover, all actions would have been divine. But on the contrary, we see actions which are usually unrighteous. We would not have been stepping on anything, as it would amount to disrespecting God Himself, which is unthinkable. This belief is more out of respect and deep feelings than reality. He knows everything, but it does not mean He is everywhere. It is like the sun and its rays. The sun is at one place, and its rays engulf the entire earth. But it does not mean that sun itself is everywhere. However, only those people who come out in the open receive sunlight. Those in the shadow cannot get direct sunlight. Yet, they can experience the warmth of the day as well as the fact that it is daylight. Similarly, God is at one place, Param Dham. His vibrations of divine light and might, knowledge and wisdom, love, peace, happiness and purity is continuously emanating from Him and reaching out to our entire world. However, only those who are tuned to Him or unconditionally love Him not only receive it all but also experience His powers and virtues. The experience is to the extent He is remembered and loved.